Okay, I'm here with Johnny Fox London. We've just seen the Blondie Madonna disaster, as it's called on the bill, Desperately Seeking the Exit, which features the writer of Desperately Seeking Susan, the musical, Peter Michael Marino. And it's sort of a one-man show about how he was a bit high one night and came up with the idea of setting the movie Desperately Seeking Susan to the music of Blondie. John, what did you think of his story?
I thought his idea was a good one, and I'm disappointed that in 2006, 2007, when it had its very brief four-week run in the West End, I never actually got to see it.
Yeah.
This particular show, this monologue, is called Desperately Seeking the Exit, which was one of the review quotes that he was faced with on the first night. He has a lot of great points to make about the complexities of putting together an Anglo-American produced musical with contributions from people who are surrounded by people like Madonna and Debbie Harry of Blondie, who did seem to be quite a supporter of the venture. And how it all founded...
Until it failed.
Until it failed, yes, and then she ran a mile from it.
Yeah.
And how it all founded on the rock of kind of design and direction by committee.
Yeah, I guess the interesting thing about it, though, is his story about how putting the whole thing on, like his... and how it sort of led to his own personal health problems. There's a lot of talk about hemorrhoids and the like.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about how hard it is to be an American in London and the cultural differences between English expressions and American expressions that he claims frustrated his ability to be understood by the producers and directors and choreographers who were working on the show. I found that a bit hard to follow because he said that the English producers asked for all kind of American geographical or cultural references to be cut from the show.
Like Port
Authority bus terminal, yes. Or references to Jersey or the George Washington Bridge, but frankly we'd had The Sopranos by then and so much American television that I think really English audiences would have been able to follow a play that had such Americanisms in it.
Although that was Sopranos was HBO, so maybe for a broader London based musical going public they maybe wanted something a bit more generic.
I don't know. We'd also had Will and Grace with plenty of New York-y references.
Oh, yeah, of course. But you know, what was more interesting was actually his story about putting the show on rather than this thing about these cultural differences, because that was probably less genuine and less interesting.
Yeah, but I think he needs to bulk this monologue out to an hour and 10 minutes, and if he just baldly told the story of how he had a great concept for a musical, it all came together in surprisingly short time. Nobody questioned the fact that he'd never written anything substantial before, and then he wondered why it plummeted. That would all have been over in about 20 minutes, so there's a bit of padding in the show. I was saying earlier that I thought it might be quite funny to take the story of a man who wrote a musical that was a great concept and then flopped and then turned it into a monologue about how it was a great musical and flopped, and then make a musical of that. So I think we've possibly even got a new project for
him. Yes. What would you set the music to, though, this one? Something English, probably, because he...
Yeah. JLS.
Yes.
Because they'll be desperate for the money now they're splitting up.
Yes, good point.